Dr. Rahul Pandit is a member of the Maharashtra COVID Task Force. Professor Sitabra Sinha is a professor of physics and computational biology at the Institute of Mathematical Sciences in Chennai. Dr. Prabhat Jha is the director of the Center of Global Health Research. And Dr. Prabhat Kumar Sinha, who's a senior doctor and former IGIMS superintendent. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Dr. Sinha, let me come to you first. Is this a wake-up call for us, the numbers in Bihar, that perhaps we need to be doing a lot more with every state?
Actually, I will frankly confess that in Bihar, death registry in hospitals are lacking. When I was medical superintendent, then at that time we started in IGMS death registry so that we can record the actual cause of death. And as the Dr. Brahmer was telling, says right, that we should have a death registry so that we can know age, sex, and everything related to death that can be recorded. This is lacking in India as a whole. In Bihar, in particularly, this is a lacuna through which we are not generating data exactly. But still, there are certain things in Bihar, particularly in rural Bihar, people do not go for death registry or to even municipality to take death certificate. They simply go and burn the body or they go to the grave and they put their bodies there, but they do not inform the authority, particularly municipality authority.
Yeah.
So this is a big lacuna which government should make it mandatory. Then only it can happen.
Yeah.
And this is not only restricted only to Bihar. It's in every state of India. You have shown in this slide about Maharashtra. There also they have come out with data afterwards.
But a day afterwards, 2 days afterwards, and making the point that they're not getting data on a real-time basis, which is fair,
that's
I think.
That's true. Unless you have a record, data generation is there from your records. If you don't have records, how can you generate the data?
The data they were getting is 2 days old or 3 days old, right? And
so
when they were releasing it, they were saying that it's not current.
Vishnu, even 2 or 3 days, I will agree. But there are certain people, they do not go to the municipality or to those resource center where the data is generated.
Sure.
So after even 7 days, 10 days, when a health authority has gone and inquired about, then they are coming. Secondly, about COVID, I am telling you, in COVID, number of tests done and the number of patients with COVID are very, there's a big difference. Because all the population in rural area, they do not have access to the COVID.
All right, Dr. Sinha, 1 second. I just wanted to go across to my other panelists as well. Dr. Jha, let me come to you. How important is it for us to get an absolute fix on numbers in a situation like COVID, not only because we want to remember and honor those who've lost their lives or think about those who've been infected, but how is an accurate fix on numbers critical in fighting the infection itself?
Well, thank you. First of all, we should congratulate the Bihar and Maharashtra governments for their bravery in updating the numbers. You can't bury the truth. You can't just ignore what is happening. And that's just, it's really applaudable that they did release these updated numbers. Why is it important? It's not important simply for useless epidemiologists like me to get data. It's important for the country to be able to have a roadmap out of the pandemic. And I'll give you very specific things. India's vaccine supply is limited. The best hope to be able to combat or reduce a third viral wave, which is inevitable, will be to prioritize where vaccines and in hotspots.
Right.
Know the hotspots, you need data. Today, everyone who gets tested in India and in many places where deaths occur, the Aadhaar card is recorded. So the Indian government does have data on the age, sex, whether they're educated or not, and the PIN code of all of the cases and deaths in India. If those were released and you had a giant map of the hotspots of India, India would have a way that says, this is a place where there's lots of community transmission occurring. That's where we should have vaccine clinics. That's where we should have extra efforts.
Right.
So it's really important. Without data, you cannot walk out of the pandemic. All it's right. not useful All right. just for epidemiologists like me or creating data. It's essential for the government and for India to walk out of the pandemic, to have these data.
All right. I just want to go across to Professor Sithabra Sinha. Professor Sithabra Sinha, if this is what is the reality in Bihar, there have been reports of mass underreporting of deaths in Uttar Pradesh, several other states. Do you believe that, you know, we would never be able to get to the truth and that the truth is very far away from us?
Thanks for having me on the discussion. Yes, to some extent, what you're saying is true. I mean, even in developed countries, this would always be a question that, you know, whether a death that is reported is due to COVID or because of something else. So that question is always there. In India in particular, it becomes compounded by the problem of data collecting. You know, people may not come forward for whatever reason. The data may not be reported for whatever reason and so on. But you can, to some extent, try to gauge how much, misreporting has been there by comparing between the trends for the confirmed cases and the number of reported deaths. So, you know, both have been under question. You know, there have been lots of questions whether the total number of cases that have been reported has been severely underreported, whether it's a factor of 10 or whether it's a factor of 20 or whatever. You know, and death, of course, has been underreported, as has now been made clear. So the question is, by looking at the ratio of the underreporting of confirmed and deaths, do you see any trends in the different states? So just to give an example, if you look at India as a whole, you find that the ratio of deaths to confirmed cases have fluctuated between 4% and about 0.5%, right? So that's not a big range.
Okay, I just wanted to, finally go across to Dr. Rahul Pandit as well. So the Maharashtra numbers have been very high, very sadly, but there's always been this effort, as I understand it, to say that, look, we don't have all the numbers right now. We are going to keep updating the numbers. So at the same, but if you were to add up the backlog of numbers, it just indicates how difficult the process of getting the full numbers is, right? Could you tell us about why it's so difficult to get numbers on a 24-hour basis?
Yeah, good evening, Soman. Good evening, everyone. I completely agree that Maharashtra has always said that we would be not hiding a single death or a single reported case which is positive. We would always be reporting it. But it is true that it takes a day or two before the data gets compiled for it to be actually released out. And the reason is, from the hinterland, from the interiors of Maharashtra, the data has to come. We have to look at all-cause mortality. We have to look at where the data is coming from, which pin code is coming from, before we can give out exact numbers. And that basically adds on to a day or so of work. And that is what is happening essentially, that we are having this data come up a little bit late. But we have been truthfully updating every single death which has happened or every single case which has happened. And unless and until we have the entire hospital system, whether it's public or private, connected electronically, and its email is just not enough. We need to have real-time data coming in, and this pandemic is a good wake-up call for the entire country to actually do that. We are the IT capital of the world. We should be able to have this kind of real-time data come into our computers, the head of the state or whichever capital of the state, and then ultimately the country should have its own data, which will basically prove as a roadmap for us to move forward. Whether it's pandemic or it's all-cause mortality, which also tells us that which are the diseases we need to focus ourselves on.
Right.
We're talking about lifestyle diseases like diabetes and hypertension, yes. But there may be something else which may be brewing and which might not be very evident.
So again, the point being that the accurate sort of collection of data is so very important. I'm afraid I'm completely out of time on this discussion. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us.